drink some coffee, brush my teeth, and then I don't drive. I really hate driving to work in the morning, cause traffic makes it take too long.
It takes too long, it takes too freaking long. Hate the radio, hate the morning shows, except for 101X, the show is alright, I guess. Just gave you the chorus to the song, now it's time for you to sing along. Gorgeous and dick. I am ambivalent about British chicks.
I'm a fan of Star Salt.
You are gay.
Good morning, boys and girls. Happy morning. X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. Nope. Not yet. Rise and shine, campers. We can do it. It's cold out there.
It's always cold, my man.
No, it's cold out there every day. It's all right. I scrambled the thing up.
My bad, Cher.
Kent Hodges. Kent Hodges. Kent Hodges. Kent Hodges. Nicholas Hodges, assistant hosting the program for just a piece of a second.
I'm stupid, and I forgot to hit the record button. On
What are you doing?
We'll do it again. Here.
We needed to record that? It's fine. It's fine.
That one was good. I appreciate that one. Oh, okay. That was some of your best work, my friend.
Good. Thank you. Your morning is off to a rough start, I understand.
Oh, my God.
Is that why you
started?
You were mean to me on the phone?
Yeah, slightly.
It's fine.
I forgot my wallet at home, and which is especially bad because I need it because it has my key card, lets me in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to awkwardly walk around to the front because I park in the wave in the back. I have to flag down a security guard who there's a new one, but he's not that new. I should know his name, and I don't. And so I had to call one of the your sports show board op in the mornings, KGAM people coming in the door. And I've been, like, shunning her for the last 6 months because she sometimes doesn't wear a mask in the break room. So I had to awkwardly be like, hey, will you come let me in even though I haven't been talking to you?
She's a nice girl.
Yeah.
Man, of all the people to not wear a mask, though, because does she project?
Yeah.
She is
That's my crazy, like, I...
None of the whisperers don't wear a mask.
I don't understand that. What? How is it all of the anti-mask people are also just the loudest talkers in the world? Like, that's not... Like, I get it. I've made my peace with the fact that there are certain people in here that aren't scared of the China flu, and they're just not going to wear a mask in the break room. But do you have to have just vocally projecting conversations across the entire break room? Or just, hey, what's going on? I don't know, man. This is, yeah, the coffee's bad here. It's better than the COVID.
Well, good. That was an enterprising move on your part because I understand, you know, one of our coworkers down the hall showed up without his key and, like, waited outside for a half hour for the security people to show up.
No, well, see, I've done that enough times.
You know.
This exact situation that I saved their hotline number, like the special emergency bat phone number to make sure somebody answers.
Right. Get it up.
Also, when I came up there, like, the security guard was just sitting inside at his station, and I could have just gone up there and knocked on the door. I'm like,
come
excuse
on.
Me?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you got here that early. Yeah, our locked outside cohort. You know what time he gets here? I don't know what they're doing over there. That's crazy stuff over there, man.
Sounds like producer
it's
hours.
It's beginning to look a lot like boo.
Boo!
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 Boo! Boo!
Halloween is what are we, two sleeps away?
3 days, yeah.
Three sleeps, I guess. You got your Halloween preparations all made?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's easy when it's nothing.
Is yours nothing? Mine is nothing as well.
Yeah.
I spoiler alert, finally got that first Sunday morning tea time.
Ooh, congratulations.
7 a.m. I'll be on the golf course on Sunday.
What's the temperature supposed to be at that time?
We're recovering today, by the way. I think it's 41 degrees right now, so we'll bundle up a little this morning, but it's going to be back in the 50s and 60s this afternoon. But, yeah, I've been trying to recruit people for this tea time, and everybody's like, that's the day after Halloween. I'm like, what are you doing? You going to a rager? You going out? I guess I'm finding some... adult trick-or-treaters that are doing things and such.
Adult trick-or-treaters?
Like my friend says that in his neighborhood, they're doing adult trick-or-treating where they're going to have candy, but they're also passing out beers and shots for the adults. So you can walk in. Oh, hi, Dan.
I know a lot of people that do adult stuff.
Mm.
I mean,
well, I mean,
they do that, yeah, but they do it on Halloween.
They have a healthy marriage, is what you're telling me.
Came out a little strange.
I mean, sure, but I guess we're supposed to not do. I don't know.
If you're outside, and if you're not mingling too close, which you don't, by the way.
Have you gone
trick or treating recently?
No, I have not.
Exactly, it's exactly the same as when you did it. You just go up to the door and get the candy. But now so many people are doing other things, so it's fine. Yeah. Leave them out on the lawn.
I'm not judging anybody. I'm just telling them I have no Halloween plans, so I'll be on the golf course at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Good for you.
No problem, man.
Good. I'm glad you're not one of those, like, you show up at somebody's door and you just demand an adult Halloween treat. And they're like, where's your kid? And I was like, kid?
Yeah.
Give me
alcohol, sir.
Yes.
You don't know the new 2020 rules?
Man, that would be great, yeah, wouldn't it? They just have to give you a shot.
We should create that holiday. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Should we do it like the first Friday after Halloween? Just no kids. Keep your kids. Hide your kids. Hide your candy.
No, it's after 10 p.m. on Halloween.
Oh.
That's when the adult trick-or-treaters go out.
Got a bedtime.
I'm turning off my light on the dick, man.
Pouring a shot into his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do not do this. The hottest new TikTok challenge, the vampire teeth challenge. You know about this, Deb?
No, do it for us.
I will not. And I don't have a TikTok, so I cannot. Hey, is TikTok, am I too old for TikTok? Yesterday I said I was too old for Ariana Grande, and you...
You've put yourself there. That's the thing. When you were 26,
yeah,
you were annoyingly childish. I mean, you're still childish.
Some would say charmingly childish.
Well,
your mom.
But the
listeners of this program.
That everybody who was like 2 years older than you was old. And so it's like you've always had this weird version. Like your mom, for 10 years you've been calling her old. She was 60 or less than when I first met her. People run marathons.
Less than.
People run marathons and stuff, Jason.
What are you chasing?
Age.
What are you chasing, old marathon runners?
You are. I think that station is bringing you down even quicker, though.
Oh, okay.
Because I want you to know,
I'm still that guy. All right,
you're
still
cool and young up there.
People
right?
who are just slightly older than me, I will still judge the f out of them and be like, "Codger, look at this guy."
Yeah.
But yeah, and things like TikTok and Ariana Grande just aren't for me. All right. Just darn far. Although Nick has already, what is my costume?
I said that you're like a couple days early on your Pete Davidson costume because he's just dressed
what the
young.
Hell?
Have you not seen this? So
I've seen it, but it's a combination. Just when I saw it walk down the hallway.
I said yesterday I don't have any slim hoodies, and this is certainly not one. But it's small enough. It was one of the saddest early on internet purchases. It's a BoJack Horseman hoodie that is, I don't know what you would call this, like
screen printed?
It's nylon, disgusting.
But I just like immediately got too fat for it. And so
wore it then anyway. See if you can find a picture of him wearing that fat.
I wore it to Chicago because it's a good like second of three layers in Chicago thing in January when I went there one time. But yeah, I got too fat for it and retired it. And I saw it this morning. I was like, that's the one right there. That's the one.
Did it have like a little twinkle on it?
I'm Ariana Grande's boyfriend. That's my costume.
That's your costume.
There we go. By the way, Nick has got an interesting, fun shirt on today.
And there's it's a goose with glasses that says, blame it on a goose.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Jamie Foxx?
No. What does he have to do with geese?
Well, blame it on a gray goose.
No, there was a popular goose-based video game that was, like, all the rage. Untitled Goose Game.
You are a huge nerd.
Last year, I think? Maybe. Pre-COVID times. That's all I can narrow it down for. But the whole thing was, like, you were this goose that went around
this
little village.
It was BC.
Yeah.
It was BC in brackets, too.
Yeah.
Before COVID.
You're going to learn to regret this because you're going to get all of these fun-ass T-shirts. You're going to have an awesome supply. And then you lose all the weight. And then you have to retire them. It's going to be sad.
Lose all the weight. Yeah. Right.
How you keep telling me to give me the soda stuff?
I tweeted them when I broke my chair and they said nothing. Nothing.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh dear.
I just said help.
Oh dear.
Okay. The hottest new TikTok. No one's calling it the challenge, at least to my knowledge, but it is a TikTok trend right now is super gluing vampire teeth in your mouth.
Oh, don't do that.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe I need to warn the TikTok generation out there that this is a terrible idea and that, A, you could poison yourself. Don't eat super glue. But also, there's going to be...
Can you poison yourself with super glue? Because by the time you try and swallow it, it's just going to glue everything. You can't swallow
super glue. I'm sure there's a poison control warning on some super glue.
What you don't want to do is have it near your lips so you go...
That's the challenge.
Yeah.
Can you swallow super glue
before it glues your mouth shut?
Yeah.
Ugh. Where does it stop, though? It's going to lock something up, isn't it? Have you ever had super glue in your mouth?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. So, well, it's like when you use press-on nails, or sometimes there's like nail fixes. If you like crack a nail, you can get this nail glue. It's just all basically super glue.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I was like, oh, crap, this is stuck in the wrong way. But I had like, I don't know, I had something in my other hand, like some more glue. And I just like tried to move it with my tooth.
Oh, man.
And it was like on my lip. And I thought that was it. I'm going to be like that forever. Super glue on your body is nasty.
Yeah, don't do that.
According to the MissouriPoisonCenter.org, it's minimally toxic in small amounts, and I think it's really? Mostly just getting things stuck.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, then my bad to reprimand the TikTokers. Eat all the super glue that you like.
No one wants to eat it, Jason.
Man, I was watching you do unorthodox, way aside.
Okay.
Unorthodox thing with those people who open the beer tops with their mouth.
Yeah.
Gross, terrible. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, because you chip a tooth.
I thought of it when you were doing that, and then I remember the girl who opens the beer in the Borat movie.
Yeah.
Which I won't spoil for you, but good God night. How can the person sitting opposite her continue the filming at that point? How does that work? How does that... Anyway, watch the Borat movie. It's great.
It's funny.
Dentists say you could wind up destroying your enamel, damaging your gum tissue, or even losing teeth. By doing this.
I don't want
that. Also, it doesn't seem fun, right? Would that be cool if you had vampire teeth stuck in there real good?
It would look good, but...
Some people are into that.
I don't know how good it would look. And just quickly, fun-related things. Who is this? Somebody, blah, 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 put out a list of the best 25 vampire movies of all time.
Oh, let's have a think.
They are not in order.
All right. I'm just going to throw some
list makers of the world. Oh. Nobody wants a chronological list. All right? Chronological lists are for Wikipedia. If you're
Let me just throw some at you.
There's only one answer if you ask me, but yeah.
Salem's Lot. I was going to say, that's got to be up there, but there's no up there.
I don't think it's on here.
It's going to be Bram Stoker's Dracula.
There's a whole bunch of Draculas.
Interview with the Vampire.
Well, I know they're going to go old.
Bram Stoker's Dracula is on
Twilight.
Here.
Twilight.
Interview with the Vampire.
Get out of here, Twilight.
I had to put it on there.
Not a single Twilight film is
terrible.
On here.
Dracula.
Maybe a werewolf list.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You're not affirming any of the things I just said.
I said Bram Stoker's Dracula is on there. Interview with a Vampire. Salem's Lot is not on here.
Oh, Lost Boys?
The Lost Boys is the one that I say is the definitive vampire movie of our time. But yeah. I'm not really a vampire movie kind of guy.
It's, yeah. Well, Salem's Lot, how is that not on there?
I don't know. That's a real movie.
It is like, a real movie.
Well, no, like, wasn't it like a, did they make an actual feature film version of Salem's Lot, or was it just a miniseries?
Oh, was
like
it a miniseries?
I'm trying to confirm it. I mean, I would imagine that they did at some point, but it can't, let me just... Until the new It, all Stephen King movies, terrible. Mm-hmm. So, like, by rule.
Wait, the new It is known as terrible.
No. The chapter 2 was bad. The first one was great.
He's
that
saying
that. But like, before that, all of the kids
movies.
In a wheelchair and he shoots the werewolf with a silver bullet, they're all bad movies. They didn't make
Pet
good
Cemetery?
Stephen King movies.
Wait, Carrie?
Okay, fine. The exception that proves the rule.
The exception that...
But don't...
What?
Yeah, get out of here, Christine.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Morning X. Jason, Deb, the Morning X. We have $25 to spend at Benu Coffee coming up in just a moment.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. The Los Angeles Dodgers are champions of the baseball world. They won the Coronavirus World Series over the Tampa Bay Rays just up the road in Arlington last night. I watched the game. I watched my first baseball game, I guess,
all season?
Since the last World Series.
Wow. There's been a few, Jason. You missed a few.
Yeah, this whole COVID season, and I was out, and there's like so many. There was basketball going on when there wasn't normally basketball, and I was just like, yeah, they passed, fine. But last night, I watched mostly the entire game.
Well done.
I was also watching Fargo at the same time.
Is it fun?
Fargo is excellent. You, if you're not watching Fargo.
Oh, no, the baseball game.
Yeah, it's tremendous, and there's home runs and interesting managerial decisions, and I could discuss all that with you, but I would be burying the lead. That would be journalistically irresponsible, because you could have called this the Coronavirus World Series no matter what. Do you know about this, Deb? Do you know what happened?
No.
Justin Turner.
Oh, my God. Get ready.
Justin Turner plays third base for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
Do you know who Justin Turner is? You'd like him. He's a real
smoke
looker.
Smoke show?
Yeah.
I think of
who are guys who are Deb's type. Come on, poker face me here, Nick.
Shut up. What's his name? Justin Turner?
Justin Turner. Yeah.
Let me have a look. He's a big ginger gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Look at that beard.
He's
got leprechaun and Santa Claus in there.
Justin Turner was removed from the game after his third at bat at the start of the eighth inning because he tested positive for coronavirus. Now, I think we'll learn more about the timeline of this whole thing, but basically...
Wait, he was in the game and he got pulled?
Yes. His Monday test, I guess, came back inconclusive.
Yeah.
So they immediately, put his Tuesday test, his yesterday test. They say he normally takes a day. They put that one on the rush, and they're like, yeah, positive. Get that son of a bitch out of there. So MLB calls down to the Dodgers, says, hey, you got a guy with coronavirus on the field now during the World Series. So he's immediately yanked from the game, told to isolate. Okay, that's disastrous enough. Let me read you his after the game. He says, thanks to everybody for reaching out. I feel great. No symptoms at all. Just experienced every emotion you can possibly imagine. Can't believe I couldn't be out there to celebrate with my guys.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of him sitting next to the trophy with his mask off on the field, all of his guys.
So he went out back onto the field and celebrated the World Series. He's sitting next to Dave Roberts, the 60-year-old manager who had cancer of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Hang on. This is being broadcast on Fox, right?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Okay, we're on.
What's that?
That just makes sense. Yeah. This is Fox Sports.
By the way, the broadcast, I don't know if you... Did you watch any of it, Nick?
No, of course not.
You didn't watch the World Series. Why?
Baseball. Yeah, he watches baseball.
There's fans there, but they're clearly piping in more noise because the quarter percentage or quarter capacity, whatever, that they could do there clearly can't make this much noise.
Mm-hmm.
And when Rob Manfred presents the trophy... He was loudly booed. I'm like, is Fox piping in boos for the... I mean, because they would boo him. The fans would boo him, commissioner,
if
he was there.
Well, they're just being very... I told you, remember I came in the beginning of baseball season, whenever that was, and said, they are doing a good job with making it sound like there are people there. Whoever's pressing the buttons is very, very good.
I'm not impressed with what they did last night, Fox, because the post-game ceremony was just a mess because they've still got the crowd noise at the same level it was at in the top of the ninth. I'm like, turn it down. The guy's trying to accept the trophy, and I'm like, I know that can't be real noise that's happening in there. But anyways, none of that matters now because you have a guy with coronavirus. At one point, I saw the guy sort of running around on the field, and there was some team employee who had just a big stack of the masks.
Yeah.
And I could tell I was like, this guy's in charge of handing these out so that they don't look like a bunch of fools celebrating with no mask on. At that point, nobody knew the whole Justin Turner situation. But now we know, and look, it's the perfect way for Major League Baseball, who seemed like they couldn't get anything right all year, to finish this season, where they fought about all the money and the number of the games, and then they started the season and immediately had an outbreak, and it was like, this baseball season is going to last like a week, and they got to the end, and it's like, hey, we did it. And it's like,
let's mess it up.
Did we do it?
I will poop on you.
Did we do it?
This does seem like a Marlins move, though, like something that should have happened when Florida's team got there. That they were the ones that would do this, but
I don't know where Justin Turner is from, but he's got a real Florida man look to him.
Oh God, yeah, I'll find out.
He does look like a troublemaker. Was he like a big part of the game? What's the position he plays?
He's third base. He's been on the team for a while. He was on the team that the Astros beat to win the World Series.
Because he's the one sitting right next to the trophy.
0-3 with 2 strikeouts. So. Yeah. I wouldn't say no symptoms, Justin Turner.
No.
He's one of those fun guys that is always either saying stuff or doing stuff that you're like,
the
lovable knucklehead.
Yeah.
Like, not even, I don't care about his talent. Talent, okay. But he's like one of those fun guys. And now I can't.
I don't know that much about the Dodgers, but I would say he is one of those like heart of the team kind of guys.
Yeah,
like
he's the JJ Watt sixth
best player. No, JJ Watt, heart of the team.
JJ Watt's the heart of the team. Sorry, listen, you just have really unrealistic dislike for JJ Watt. Look, you haven't even been able to get your words out.
That's why they're 1-6 is because their heart of the team is just a television star.
You just don't like him. What is your problem with
him? Because he's a phony. All
he's
right?
not. He's a nice
faking,
guy.
Faking a phony.
He's a good guy.
JJ Watt is the Cody Bellinger of the
I don't know what
Los
that
Angeles
means, but JJ Watt is a good guy and you're a mean guy.
Hopefully he's healthy and everybody's healthy, but I mean, like, we're totally going to have like 15 positive tests now in the next week, right?
Yeah. But baseball's over, so it's fine.
Well, those guys are probably partying in the streets right now, partying in the streets of Arlington.
The problem
for me is I
listen to some conservative sports on the drive up here because it's better than the alternative.
How dare you?
But they're just like, well, he was already out there for 7 innings, so like if they got it, this
don't
is
listen
really,
to that guy. Yeah. That guy is the worst.
Like,
you got to
come on.
That
like
off.
that's like saying I survived 5 pulls on Russian roulette. That's 6-1. That can't be a problem.
We have $25 to spend at Benue Coffee. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Get your coffee on. If you can beat me, Are You Smarter Than Jason is next.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, Jason, Deb, the Morning X. We have an Amazon Echo Dot for you to win 820-ish today. But
Echo Dot.
I said it perfectly.
Did he? No, Nick's laughing too. You said Echo Dot.
I'm out.
Thank you. We have an Amazon Echo Dot.
No, Amazon Echo Dot.
Echo Dot.
No, not Echo Dot.
You're putting
Echo
a hyphen
dot.
In there, but...
You are. Echo Dot.
I talk real fast, okay?
That's not...
I got a lot of words to get out.
It's not right.
Okay? Amazon.
Echo.
Echo.
Dot.
Dot. For you to win.
Was that underlined twice?
Is there another name for these things?
Can I just call
Alexa
it an Alexa?
Machine.
Yeah, I can call it an Alexa, right?
See, it is an Alexa.
I feel like
I think you have to, do you have to say, hey, Echo Dot, play Jason and Deb?
I feel like, though, if I'm giving away an Alexa, then I'm like at a sex slave auction or something.
Yeah,
maybe it's best we're giving away this one.
820, you can win that, but right now, $25 to spend at Benue Coffee.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Ah, Jesus. I mean, our contestant, good morning, JP.
Oh, good morning to you, Jason.
What's up, buddy?
I feel like you guys have a special relationship
now. JP, I'm going hallway. Good luck.
This is so cute that you called in, JP. How are you today?
I'm great. How about yourself, Deb?
I'm doing all right as well. I've got my winter boots on, a pair of jeans, and a flannel shirt, guys. Winter has cometh. It's going to be 70 in 2 days. Don't worry about it. JP, 3 topics for you. Fictional raccoons. Oh, I love raccoons. Actors with multiple Oscar nominations, yet no wins. And names of military vehicles. Is it supposed to have military twice in there?
No.
Oh.
No.
Which one do you want, JP? Sorry.
I'm going to go with actors with multiple nominations.
Okay, let's do it. How's that kid of yours today? Hello?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, how's that kid of yours today?
Oh, shit, yeah. Going all kinds of craziness today, so.
All right. Good luck with that. And this, number one. Which 6-time nominee played Giselle in Enchanted, Lois Lane in Man of Steel, and the hot purse saleswoman on The Office? Wait, hot purse saleswoman, not hot purse, right? Okay. Sorry, go
that
ahead, JP.
A good episode. I was watching that one the other day. It's Amy Adams.
Oh, well done. I didn't know she was on The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. She's done some, like, these films don't seem that serious to me. There was that one... She was the reporter and something, and never mind. She's good.
Justice League. She's Lois Lane.
No, not that one.
No.
Number 2, Tom Cruise has been nominated for which 3 movies? Wait, sorry. Has been nominated for what? It says for what 3 movies?
Probably guess one of them.
Oh, okay. So I'm not understanding how it's written.
It's probably written
twice for best actor and once for. So he has to name three movies.
I think I just want one of them.
Sounds like
Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay.
Come on, Nick. Attention to detail. Yeah, there's also, he got nominated for Jerry Maguire and Magnolia. Hey, Jerry Maguire. Number three. Which Lawrence of Arabia star holds the record for most Academy Award nominations without winning any? With eight nominations. Star of Lawrence of Arabia.
That's Peter O'Toole.
It is Peter O'Toole, JP. You sit there on your high horse and watch Jason get one of these right. Nah, I'm guessing two. What do you think, Nick? Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think two is a good number. Actors.
Utah, give me two.
With multiple actor nominations and no wins.
Oh, okay. And how did JP
he
do?
He got all three right, of
well
course.
Well played, JP. I might make a rule that, what is your record, 174-1 against me, JP? I might pick the topic versus you in the future, all right?
Oh, is that right?
That's an advantage I have afforded to the listeners, but this guy clearly needs no handicap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did JP plug his podcast?
No.
He has a podcast.
Do you want to?
Here. JP, what is it? 10 seconds, what's your podcast?
It's the Ticket City Podcast, where we talk about the industry and a lot of good memories all across the board.
Wait, hang on. You work for Whoop Whoop?
Whoop Whoop.
He works for Randy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, he works at Ticket City, and yeah, he told me that he had a podcast, so I went and subscribed, and I was like, I'm going to listen, and I never got around to it, but occasionally I'll finish a podcast, and then I'll hear his start, and so I've heard the first 30 seconds of several episodes, JP.
So rude.
I'm busy. I'm very busy in
so
the podcast
rude.
World, okay? But I'll get to it.
I was going to say, JP, you owe us a follow plug, but never mind. We're good.
So I got all three.
Yeah.
Actors, Oscar nominated, but never won?
Multiple times.
Okay. I know we're not talking Golden Globes or something here.
No, this is Oscar nomination. Okay. Number one. Which six-time nominee played Giselle in Enchanted, Lois Lane in Man of Steel, and the hot purse saleswoman on The Office?
Six times? She's been nominated six times? Amy Adams.
Yes. Did you notice how I put the emphasis on her being the hot purse saleswoman, not the hot purse saleswoman? It's different. See?
So people are worried that it's an echoey dot and not a dotty dot?
Yeah, Jason, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go for the second one.
Sure.
JP's coming for you. He's going to get this one. I need you tonight. I'm just going to reword this, Nick. You tell me if it sounds good for what you wanted. Tom Cruise has been nominated for... I don't want to read it out. Just
Tom Cruise has been nominated for what three movies? Twice for best actor and once for best supporting actor.
See, it needed Nick to put the emphasis in the right spot.
But in the moment, I got confused, and so we just said name one. So name one of his three.
Oh.
One of his
two
nominations.
For best actor, one for best supporting actor.
It seems like it's obviously that one. But it could also obviously be that one.
But don't forget about that other one.
See, I like that one a lot.
The other one?
But I bet it's not that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because if the Oscars took place today, I know which one they would pick 100%. Mm-hmm. But back then,
really?
They actually, yeah, they picked a little, in my opinion, better.
In the olden days? Which olden days?
In like the 90s to early 2000-y days.
Didn't
they best supporting?
Didn't
actor?
They pick Shakespeare in Love over some really amazing film back then in the olden golden days? In your opinion,
yes.
That was the beginning of the end.
Was the beginning.
Yes, that is. There's lots of pieces written on it. That was when you could Harvey Weinstein your way into a. That's a bad way to explain it.
He produced that movie,
more
didn't
famous,
he?
Yes, but like the Weinstein campaign where you
if
can take
you
a small...
don't give me an Oscar, I will. The things I will do to this plant.
You can take a...
You have no idea.
A small indie movie, but with the right campaign and getting it in front of the right people, it'll get nominated and then sometimes win. Okay, I will say that he was... This is it, right? God dang it, son of a... biscuit.
Oh, Jesus.
Saving Private Ryan is the movie that...
That should have won that year.
Yeah. Also, Life is Beautiful. Not you, Thin Red Line. Not you.
And now I'm trying to think of the thing that they would have been nominated for. This. Okay, I'll just go with the one that I'm thinking of. Born on the 4th of July.
Yes, he was nominated for that. Best Actor.
Is it Jerry Maguire?
Same with Jerry Maguire. Mm-hmm. And Best Supporting Actor for Magnolia.
Okay. Yeah, those are the ones I was thinking.
He's good in Magnolia, but you can't root for him these days. He's one of those like pickup artists. Like
it's Keith Raniere. You know, I just finished The Vow yesterday about the Nexium cult.
Yeah.
Which starts off as a personal growth, you know, let's be better in work and life. But he just got sentenced. I was at the gym, I was working out, and the alert came up on my phone, and I literally was like, oh my God, San Antonio guy, look at this. Keith Raniere, 120 years. And I've been watching The Vow this season. I just finished it yesterday, and it's... Whew, you want some mind-blowing content? That is a really amazingly well-done documentary. And mostly because this guy was such a narcissist.
Yeah.
He wanted everything videoed. And he had a professional guy.
Rookie mistake.
It basically was there all the time recording everything.
If you're going to start a sex cult, don't have cameras.
The only thing is, there's no on-camera of him having sex with that 15-year-old. Because that was what, I think, that pushed the case over the edge. He had branded a bunch of... You know, you could say consensual women, people over, you know, over the age of 20, 30, 40 sometimes, and branded them.
This is the Allison Mack cult, right?
Allison Mack cult, yeah. She was a big part of that branding part of it. It was
more fun sex cults.
Less what, bad sex cults?
He wasn't, I don't really remember his performance being great, but Eyes Wide Shut? Seems like that's a real nominatable type of thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
See, I think if Jerry Maguire came out today, he would not be nominated for that type of performance.
See, Jerry
Maguire, terrible film.
Jerry Maguire is incredible.
Not a great performance either. It's so cheesy, whole thing.
Born on the 4th of July is a real 2020, this is how you get nominated for an Oscar type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, very good. All right, you want to try this last one? Because this is the one that's going to stick in your... It's going to get stuck in your
craw.
This
is the one I was not going to get.
Is that what they say? Stuck in...
Craw.
Craw.
Craw? Craw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what a craw is, though.
Or a craw.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Which Lawrence of Arabia... Where did that come from?
Douglas movies.
Which Lawrence of Arabia star holds the record for most Academy Award nominations without winning, with the number being 8 nominations? Star of Lawrence of Arabia.
All right, I'll just say the answer and I'll look stupid if it's not him. Charlton Heston.
You are stupid. It is Peter O'Toole.
Peter O'Toole, the poor man's Charlton Heston.
Well done, JP.
Congratulations,
you did it.
My man.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.